Greetings in Christ, I'm Pastor Morehouse. The New Testament reading for today is from Luke chapter 6, verses 20 through 28. And he lifted up his eyes on his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you shall be satisfied. Blessed are you who weep now, for you shall laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you and revile you, and spurn your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven, for so their fathers did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you shall be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you shall mourn and weep. Woe to you when all people speak well of you, for so their fathers did to the false prophets. But I say to you who hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. To one who strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also, and from one who takes away your cloak, do not withhold your tunic either. Give to everyone who begs from you, and from one who takes away your goods, do not demand them back. And as you wish that others would do to you, do so to them. If you love those who love you, what benefit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what benefit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. And if you lend to those from whom you expect to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners to get back the same amount. But love your enemies and do good and lend, expecting nothing in return, and your reward will be great. And you will be sons of the Most High, for he is kind to the ungrateful and the evil. Be merciful, even as your Father is merciful. Judge not, and you will not be judged. Condemn not, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For with the measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. It has long been taught to budding sermon preparers that God brings his people to his New Testament services so that they may hear Jesus. To help preachers with that, one can find in any number of LCMS congregations small brass plaques that have been affixed into their pulpits. Words like these, which only the preacher of the day may see while he's in the pulpit, are written, "Sir, we would see Jesus." Today, as it has long been, we are being called by God to see Jesus where he promised to be. That occurs through his purely preached word and rightly administered sacraments. Seeing Jesus through receiving his word, both proclaimed and visible, will continue until we see him fully glorified in the new heavens and earth. That, as we confess with the faithful of old, will happen with our eyes and not those of another. Our eternally seeing Jesus will begin when he arrives during his triumphal entrance on the clouds in glory on the last day. That day, for all people, for all time, all people will bend their knees and confess Jesus to be Lord, to the glory of the Father. Some will do so in the faith. They have, by God's grace, held to the faith of Jesus, that they received in holy baptism. Then, throughout their mortal lives, they continue to be moved by the Holy Spirit to hold on to the good confession of the faith. Other people on that last day will be compelled to confess Jesus as Lord. This they will do to their eternal chagrin and everlasting humiliation. They will be without excuse for their not searching for the Jesus of the Scriptures and or for their failing to hear his word in the faith. Creatures who reject God, his word, his Christ in mortal life will spend eternity blaming God. This they will do for their separating themselves from him, the source of light and blessed life. Even so, you who are hearing God's word today through this devotion are truly listening, we pray, to see Jesus through his word. We implore him to continue to number all of us among people who desire with contrite and open hearts to be followers of Jesus in the way of the cross. We know that disciples of the Jesus of the Scriptures continue to be people who remain hearers of his word. Today we have seen him as he spoke to his people through the evangelist Luke. We have received Jesus' words from that which is called the Sermon on the Plain. And that began with his "Blessed are ye" statements. Faithful people were among his first earthly hearers during his incarnate ministry. They were those who saw Jesus through listening to him. After all, he is the incarnate Word. That teaches us that the word Jesus declared some 2 millennia ago still stands. That which we have heard today teaches of the status that God gives to his repentant, believing followers. They, you, we pray, God numbers among his blessed ones. He first described the status of people who have died and have been raised to new life in him. For them, for you, we pray, those blessings are coming with unending bliss that is to be ours in the new heavens and new earth. Following that, Jesus then spoke of woes that are swiftly coming. They will fall upon people who do not follow the way of the cross. Among them will be people whom the fallen world considers blessed apart from saving faith in the Jesus of the Scriptures. Let that not be you. In his word for this day, Jesus issues a call to love our enemies. He provides illustrations of how the faithful may live that out in our mortal life. We are called to remember that he loved his enemies unto death. He carried the whole world's sins upon his sinless person into the grave. As you remain in Christ, you are free in him to love, to bless, to pray, and to give to all people who come against you for the good confession of the faith. Jesus promises to you that he will, through the Holy Spirit's working in you, continue to empower you to endure in the faith. This he will do as you live under his blood-bought forgiveness. Then, when your mortal days end, he will give to you a good measure, the completion of the fruits of the faith, those he has won for you. Until that time, you are called to remember that Jesus' disciples ever remain hearers of his word. The peace which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, in your mercy, so guide the course of this world that we may forgive as we have been forgiven, and joyfully serve you in godly peace and quietness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.